was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. A pleasure to have you join me tonight. I'm really gratified to see the response that we're having. We're at about 160 respondents. Now we're above that. They're coming in as we speak. And with this small army of peaceful, freedom-loving people, I will be able to make the point without equivocation that the people have stood, the people have spoken, and in fact, even more people have spoken by way of this email site than joined the Guardians of the Free Republics. Meaning that thousands of people across the land, even without standing up as militia, have let it be known specifically that they wish to empty the prison logs of the country, that they want sovereign ID so that the substrate to feed this monster is ended. Where are they getting most of their cases? From the traffic incidents. That's got to end. Flash the ID, the cop goes back to his car and disappears. So that we can stop the bogus prosecutions and finally correct those crime databanks and send Interpol packing before things get out of hand. Now, before we go to the phones, let me just point out a couple of things. Folks, it was on January 31st that myself and two of the other Guardian elders brought forth the Restore America plan to you. I can't begin to express how gratified I am at the response. Part of me was shocked and part of me wasn't, because when I conceived of the strategy, which was a behind-the-scenes strategy, keep it as quiet as possible, appeal to the people who are knowledgeable and those who are suffering, I knew that eventually everybody would want to join us. And that's been proven out time and again by the numbers, by the enthusiasm which is voiced in your responses, by the number of radio interview requests I've received, and I've only accepted one thus far, because I want to be careful that we don't glorify this among the public. And by the same token, I was also surprised by the speed and the sheer obsession among some people to get this job done. And it's been the coordinators that have really carried it to the people, using the instructions that we put together, and one by one nailed state after state after state. Some states had to be redone. Some had to be redone three times to do it correctly. But they got it done. And almost all of those have been returned now. We're on the very last few republics. So I sent out an email a couple of days ago. For some reason, this was controversial. I don't know why. Emphasizing to people that we wanted the republics finished, tied up by Wednesday of this week. That would be the 17th. Now, most of the coordinators who contacted me said, well, we always assumed that was the deadline because earlier in the month you told us the 15th. And that's right. It's not a new deadline. But now it's important to get it done because we can taste the fruit of the tree. And I'll have more to say on that when we return after this brief commercial message.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning.
Welcome back, folks. We're up to about 200 responses, and some people have put small notes in next to End the Suffering Now, or in the line of their email, which Gmail makes visible in a list. Here's what some of the people are saying. For everyone who works for an agency or the Marshals Service or IRS or CID who's listening tonight, listen to this. End the suffering now. In the name of God, amen. End the suffering now. There is nothing in your 5 points that I can't support. Count me in, Sam. Thanks. Hi, Sam. Go for it. Let's take our country back. Sam, I agree 110% with the first 4 points. Well, we'll get to the fifth point in a minute. Empty the prison, Sam. We're with you, Sam. And it goes on and on. That's the way the people feel. That's the state you have put the people in by your arrogance and rudeness and not listening when we asked you 4 years ago. Just let us coexist. And so now the corporation is being surrendered to us as we speak. There are things underway right now, even before we make presentment, folks. However, if you can complete the states by Wednesday, and I realize there may be a straggler or two, but it certainly pays to emphasize the deadline and not get caught short rather than not emphasize the deadline and wind up short for the 31st. Ideally, we would like to have the declaration served on the governors no later, I would say, if we could, than the 22nd, 23rd. I doubt we'll make that deadline, but it would be good to shoot for that, because that would then give us a week before the end of the month to do the, to make sure that they've got the message and that the military is available to take back the new oath of office. Keep in mind, when we receive all of the states, we have to make a, we have to transform the signature pages into a white background signature page so we can run off other pages without draining ink, other authenticated abstracts. We have to compile the four originals, but at least one to begin with. Before they're bound, we have to photocopy off a slew of authenticated abstracts, preferably some in color. We have to secure the final certifications of the originals from all four guardian elders, and then secure the certifications of authenticated copies by at least once. Then we have to bind it. Then we have to make sure service is made. And by the way, only a handful of the coordinators have responded to my call to send us the correct, exact address of the governor's mansion or where the governor resides so that service can be made directly there. We have a protocol for that. We actually have a number of contingencies for service, and we'll be getting into that shortly. I actually haven't had the opportunity to discuss that in detail with the other elders, but let me reassure you, all of that has been planned and is in place. Now, as to, before we go to the phones, as to the grand juries, for the 100th time, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, there is not a plan to have them do anything other than stand. But we are ready if we have to. The credentials, the badges, the orders, everything is in place. What kind of orders? Well, I'll tell you what I'm prepared to do. I'm prepared to confront some IRS agents the day after presentment. Now, I don't want people going off and doing this. In fact, I won't even read you the way the order is constructed, but I'm prepared to give them notice that they'd better check with their superiors, because they are now receiving formally their one opportunity for to repent their deeds and for forgiveness. That's their period of immunity. Take it or leave it. We'll give it to them graciously, but we expect those notices of lien to be withdrawn. We expect them to obey the orders of the guardian elders, representing basically all of the organized guardians, all of the militias in all of the states. You see the power when James David Braley, if that's his name, was talking about giving us a power of attorney. It's not about that. It's about giving us your trust so that we can take the risk and do the job. I'm prepared to confront them and tell them flat out, you must restore those funds. You must withdraw those liens. You must make a correction to the counties and the credit bureaus and everywhere else that the lien was issued in error. And you must apologize. And if you do that and do it without us trying to humiliate you, excuse me, do it quietly, quickly, and efficiently, and because you believe in the people, all will be forgiven, and we'll get this country back to normal. All right, so that's a little bit of what could be coming. As I said, there's no plan to that, other than in my mind, but we're not going to accept anything less than complete capitulation of the United States Federal Corporation to the people. Evelyn in Cleveland, welcome to the program, Evelyn.
Hi, Carl. Hello?
Hello, Evelyn.
Yes.
You're on the air. This is Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call, Sam, and God bless you and all the guardian elders and everyone else involved.
Hey,
I had a comment. First of all, my husband's been in prison almost 10 years for paper terrorism. Long before that, we were involved with the setting up a common law court, and we've been in this since Leroy Schweitzer.
Let me interrupt you. First of all, my condolences about your husband.
And
let me ask you, are you on the grand jury in Cleveland?
Actually, this is what happened. All I did was Because you were ill, I'm sorry you were ill, but I'm glad you're better. But I just heard about you for the first time last because you were ill.
Okay, stop right there. Evelyn, and I apologize for interrupting you. I want to move things along to satisfaction for you. You make sure to send an email to our main email address, which is the Restore America Plan at gmail.com. Now, that's not for this other stuff I've been talking about tonight.
Yes, I understand that.
And you send an email there, and you mark the header, priority. You mark the subject line in uppercase letters, please. Priority, Ohio coordinator. And I'll put you in touch with the Ohio coordinator.
Okay.
And he's going. This is why I was begging people to join, because they're going to get first priority. We know about their cases. And he'll give you first priority on joining the Guardians once we start the second round of signups. And okay. Let's get your husband out of prison.
Okay, well, I have a friend also that she was put in prison at the same time. And we can't, you know, she's being organizationally stalked. She's being terrorized for all these years. And now that it's getting close to possibly that they could get out, the prosecutor is still exercising his muscles.
He doesn't know yet. You send them a message in prison. You tell them we're coming for them.
Okay.
Don't make it look like a physical threat. It's not. You tell them we're coming for them, all right?
Okay.
You tell them that the guardian elders and the sovereign people are coming for them. Sit tight.
Okay.
It won't be much longer.
Okay. Can you tell me the email again, please?
Of course. The Restore America Plan.
Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Restore America Plan at gmail.com. Okay.
Yes. And Evelyn, let me give you some of the circumstances of interest in Ohio. Ohio was our first coordinator that I appointed, a wonderful fellow. And he told me he had it locked up. It was in the bag. And he waited a few weeks and met with people who apparently were part of one of the quote-unquote assemblies that
yes.
decided that somehow it was a competition. Nobody signed on. So I called my good friend Lawrence Williams, who has been on this program, who has a wonderful group in Ohio.
Yes.
And our coordinator met with Lawrence a week or so later on a Saturday, and the entire grand jury was filled out. And I am proud that we have a staunchly African-American grand jury ready to do the people's work in the great Republic of Ohio.
Praise God.
You're going to meet wonderful people. So you hold your tears, young lady.
Okay.
I want your husband out almost as much as you do.
When I told him about you last Wednesday, when he called, he said, sign us up, honey. So we emailed you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I'm as touched as you are. Evelyn?
Yes?
I'll do everything I can to make it happen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you all. God bless every one of you.
You hear that, folks? God bless every one of you who's contributed to this. And the Lord is watching. Thank you, Evelyn. Jerry in New York, welcome to the broadcast. Jerry, are you there?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Jerry.
Well.
What part of New York are you in, if you want to share that with us?
I'm in upstate New York. I live in Colton.
No.
Yes.
How do you like that? Well, welcome, Jerry.
Well, thank you. I'm new to this. But I signed on last weekend in Albany, and I'm proud to be a member of the Guardians.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I hope you don't have any of these tragedies in your life that you've heard about tonight.
I don't, but I sure do feel for the people that have.
All right, very good. Well, we appreciate your good thoughts. And you're relatively new to this, right?
Yes, I am.
But you know who you are, don't you? I can tell.
I do.
And so you decided, relatively new, to travel down to Albany, sign on the grand jury, and make a stand for this country and the Lord, mostly.
Amen.
God bless you, Jerry. Folks, we're going to break. When we return, we're going to Barry in California, Jimmy in Ohio, and we have more space for other callers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for the rent. Welcome back, folks. The email address to join the People's Army to present the non-negotiable terms for the surrender of the United States Federal Corporation is endthesufferingnow2010@gmail.com. We're well above 200, folks. I ask you to be sending out your emails and your requests to everyone on your list if you would. You know, I wasn't going to do the program tonight. I was going to go dark again because I'm still very exhausted. To say that this hasn't taken a toll on people, well, it has, including on many of the coordinators. The elders are working very hard. It leads to sometimes to internal strife and conflicts. They're unavoidable, but they're unpleasant, and you hate to have that go on with your brothers, especially your brothers in Christ. And so it takes its toll. Yet we're all of one mind to get it done. And then I had a phone call from someone maybe 2 hours before the broadcast. And she just said one sentence to me about having the people stand. And I decided I would come on the air tonight because this has been the primary issue for me the last couple of weeks in negotiations, to make sure that there is no ambiguity, that the people have stood for the orders and what needs to be done. And so that's what you're doing tonight, and that's what you will continue to do all week, and that's the word that you will spread, and I am so proud of you. Here are some of the responses. Sam, our two trustees have been in prison for over 5 years for bogus charges. We are with you 110%. So let it be written, so it is done. May it be so, brother. Let me go back to the main menu. Mike prayerfully supports your efforts. Bring down Babylon. Thanks, Sam. Yahweh is my guard. I got in late, so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here, but I'm doing it anyway. I love it. Sam, are you an agent of the government? Oh, this one I have to open. This is from Ted Soder, S-O-W-D-E-R. Ted, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I've heard this garbage for too long. Are you an agent of the government? If you are, this would be entrapment, since some of us never heard of you. Now, understand, Ted and everyone else, if that's the level of your ability to reason, that because you never heard of someone or a group, that they are instinctively bad, then you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to get down on your knees like I did for 5 years and pray to the Lord for enlightenment, that he might quell the beast in your chest as I ask him for every day for me. And stop assuming the worst about those you don't know or understand. And then, technically speaking, when you say, if you are an agent, this would be entrapment, that indicates that you really need to go back to the drawing board for education. Who cares about entrapment? Who cares about the legal system? We've taken it back, Ted. By the people organizing on the land, we have reestablished our supremacy, that supremacy which we always knew we had, that supremacy which is our divine birthright by being children of the Lord, by the very mere existence of our feet on the land on this planet. We are the sovereign authority, and now we're proving it by organizing as the sovereign people. And if you understood that, if those of you come out with these stupid statements without thinking about it, where you insult strangers you don't know about without giving them the benefit of the doubt, you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to ask forgiveness from your Lord and grant forgiveness to those around you that you might be entitled to it. And you need to say to yourself, why am I so concerned about statutes? Why am I so brainwashed that I can't see that 1,300 people have stood together, some of them even thinking they're at risk, even though they're not, have stood together courageously and said, enough, the corporation must surrender, and these are the terms. I really don't mean to embarrass you, Ted. That's not what it's about. And I do apologize that that kind of thing seems to get under my collar these days after having taken it quietly for year after year after year. But the fact is, we are living men. The government was taken from us. Our parents and grandparents slept through it. And we've simply awakened, just like the movie Awakenings. We have awakened from a long sleep, and Methuselah is back. So thank you very much. We're going back to the phones. Barry in California, welcome to the program, Barry.
Dr. Kennedy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Welcome to the program, Barry. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I've been wanting to talk to you for a couple of weeks, but you haven't been taking any callers. I'm glad you're doing that tonight. I am on the grand juror in California. I'm going to try to hold my emotions down.
God bless. We welcome you. Thank you, Barry, for standing.
I'm doing it for two reasons, Sam. For my daughter and my granddaughters. And like I told John Stadtmiller, I cannot stand by anymore and see my country fall apart. And I can't look my daughters and my granddaughters in the eye and tell them that everything's going to be all right when it's not going to be all right if we don't do something about this. And I see that this is the only plan out there that is going to restore back to the original Constitution and give something to our kids.
All right,
that
Barry.
That is worth it.
Barry, you stick with us. We're going to break. I have no control over that. When we return, I'd like you to expand upon these thoughts. Thank you very much, Barry. I realize this is an emotional time for us all. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The boogie train, it's the boogie train. Welcome back. All right, someone asked here, sign me up, how do I join you guys? Well, that's done at the restoreamericaplan@gmail.com. But this particular email address, endthesuffering2010@gmail.com, is so that I can collect thousands of emails. We're shooting for 5,000 that say, in uppercase letters in the subject line, end the suffering now. So when you send out your emails to your list and send them again and the day after, please keep hammering home at that. And please, if you would, express my personal appreciation and my personal apology for not responding to these emails and for not responding to most of the emails where people requested joining one of the grand juries or the guardians. The purpose there also was to organize all of the states, and responding to the thousands of emails was just impossible. I've made that apology many, many times. I think it has fallen on many deaf ears because I still get hammered about it, but I hope you can help me get the word out on that, folks. Back to Barry in California. Barry, when did you talk to John Stattmiller? John, by the way, is the owner of the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I've been listening to RBN since last April. And I talked to him last week.
On his program or a personal phone call?
On his program 2 Fridays ago. and he was on a rant, and he got me all stirred up, and I told him that I'm behind you guys 100%, that I joined up. And like I said, what I just told you before the commercial, that's what I told him. I said, John, whether you believe in us or not, it's time to do something. We can't, and this is the plan. And he's like, well, I'm going to keep my comments to myself. And if it works, he'll be backing you up 100%. But one of the main things I wanted to say is another friend has signed up with me. We're both retired military. He's a disabled vet. And we both work at a military base here in California. And him and another friend got illegally fired, and they were humiliated. They were escorted by the security police with their hands close to the guns, escorted off the base.
It's amazing how it's amazing how uncivil the policing powers of this nation have become. We've allowed them to be put through so-called academies where they learn violence and yelling. I have many friends who've been through it, and they've told me about the training. I've seen films of it, and it's abhorrent to me, and it's normal to them. They believe that shouting loudly is the key to controlling situations. Humiliating people is necessary. Having immediate obedience to their orders, no matter how obscene. I had dinner last night with a fellow who was jumped on by a cop outside a courtroom, even though the fellow had his hands behind his back and said, go ahead, cuff me. Where does the insanity stop? You know where it stops? In Washington, D.C., March 31st. Barry, thank you very much. I appreciate the emotions you brought here and the candid disclosures and feelings you brought to the program. And thank you for joining the grand jury. We can't do this without the people. Jimmy in Ohio, welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Yes, sir. Jimmy, welcome.
Yes. Go ahead.
You called, Jimmy.
Yes, I did. I wanted to tell you that I had a gentleman that caught a ride up from Cincinnati to sign the papers for the declaration. He had been in jail for 4 years on trumped-up charges and had just gotten out all within the last 6 months, I think, and made it a point to come up and signed that thing, and then got a ride back. Well, and I also, you mentioned earlier, I went up to Cleveland, and the people that did not read it had all kinds of comments and had all kinds of opinions, but everybody that I sat down with that read through the declaration signed it, 100%.
Well, Jimmy, first of all, thank you for calling in. Secondly, for those who haven't guessed, Jimmy is our Ohio coordinator, the first coordinator to join our ranks. Jimmy had the experience of meeting with people from an assembly you thought were your friends and colleagues in this, and you realized that they were, how you put it to me, was that they were fear-driven. They wouldn't even allow you to read the document, would they?
Well, they're still my friends, but you know, it's like having an argument. If you have an argument with somebody, you got to listen to both sides. And I just asked them to read through the declaration, and they just couldn't seem to do it. And that was okay, because then it gave me momentum to look for somebody else. And now I'm still getting requests for people, even though we're already done. We're still getting requests for people that want to sign up.
Oh, so, and you will continue to, Jimmy, and it will be ever expanding. Hundreds upon hundreds are going to join the Guardians in every state because
Sam, I've had people say, well, we need to keep the emotions out of this. And I go, there's no way to do that, because if you go out and start talking to people, if you talk to 100 people, you're going to find 60 of them that are hurting, if not more. And if you put all of them in a coliseum, you'd have it packed. If we stayed here one day on the radio for all day, we couldn't even get through all the people that have been damaged. I was with the guy last night, with him for 3 hours. Same story. I can find a dozen of them every day. This is it. This is the people in Cleveland said, I've had enough. The line is drawn. They didn't even know if it would be this or something else. They just said, this is it. I've had enough. And that's what everybody's saying. We need
something. Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, I was just saying they say they need something, so I think this is the time, this is it. We make an effort. I've called other states that they needed help. They're responding back. It's very good to see this happen. And if somebody's got they want to criticize it or whatever, then all I'd like for them to do is step up with something that's better or something that we can go to. If they're not doing that, then that's really not serving anything because we have to progress. We have to do something. Now's the time.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'll tell you, we're way beyond conflict and controversy. So many people have come over. The job is done. State after state after state. I can call up the database and start reading to you. State after state, finished, closed, in the bag, guardians organized and fairly well regulated, juries fully seated, papers turned in, ready to go. So, Jimmy, all I can say to you is thank you very much for your contribution. It wasn't easy there. You did a wonderful job. I know you for years. You've always had a great attitude, and I know you have some challenges there. And are you number one in the grand jury? Are you the first signer?
Absolutely.
Then you're the foreman, my good man, and you're going to take the lead, and we want your cases resolved first. You deserve it. In the legal system, they call that political patronage. In our system, we call that justice. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Sam. Thank you.
All right. There's a note here from my producer. Please repeat what you want in the body and subject of emails. Nothing in the body but the subject line in uppercase letters should merely say, end the suffering now. That's all. End the suffering now. And I see we have just dozens and dozens of them. We're almost up to 250. Folks, let's see if we can break 300 before the end of the program. That would be some kind of record. And we're going to put the so-called DTC process to shame because this is going to spread at a little slower pace, but just like the tortoise and the hare, when we're done, we will have remedied all the problems, including DTC. Now, there's more information about that. I'm not at liberty to share it, but I can tell you, rest assured, the DTC problem is over. Over. There will be no more trading on bonds in your name, in mockeries of your name, non-consensually without your approval. That era is over. May it rest in peace. Vicki in Kansas, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good. Very well, Vicki. And how are you? Nice to have you aboard.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm not sure what questions I can ask on here. I have so many, and I know I'm going to narrow it down to one question, but
what's on your mind? Have you joined any of the grand juries, or are you a member of the guardians?
Well, I want to, but I didn't know the qualifications exactly. I've had a down computer, and
all right,
let me
make it easy for you, if I may. Again, with my apologies for interruptions, we want to get to as many people as we can. Vicki, you send me an email at the Restore America Plan at gmail.com, and you just put priority Kansas coordinator, and I'll put you in touch with our very fine Kansas coordinator.
Okay.
Excuse me, and he'll be able to bring you on board in some capacity, all right?
Okay.
And, excuse me, and as to not really understanding what's going on, I suggest anyone who's in that category download at the Republic Broadcasting Network archives the January 31st, February 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th broadcasts. Don't bother with last week, but certainly tonight, and you'll understand what's happening. And then if you simply request to be put in touch with a state coordinator at that last email address I gave, only that email address, then I'll be happy to put you in touch with whoever that party happens to be. All right, Vicki?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Ray in North Carolina, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Kennedy, this is Ray.
Hi, Ray.
It sounds so good to hear your voice. I was on last week, and I was worried about you. I called in. I was one of those that called in wondering what happened to you. But
Ray. most people share your opinion with one slight deviation. They feel blessed if they don't have to listen to my voice, but we'll let that...
I don't agree with that. I find it like a bomb of Gilead. But let me say this. I've been... first of all, I signed up as to do both, as a de jure grand juror and a member of the Guardian. But I evidently I was not in time, so... I'm there if you need me. But anyway, the reason
Ray, let me interrupt you there. Yeah. We're going to have a second round of signups, and what it's going to be is slightly different credentials. It will be a covenant to come on board as a guardian and also as an alternate juror. Some of the grand juries are going to need a little bit of cleansing, I suspect. And if that is, if we ever have to put a grand jury into action, then... We certainly don't want people to feel trapped. And if they feel over their head, then they can gracefully ask to be relieved. And we'll have plenty of alternates waiting in the wings. The point is, we have hundreds and hundreds of people across the land, thousands actually, just like you, who are willing to stand because A, you know enough is enough. And B, you also know that there's no turning back now. There's no losing now. And the other side cannot sustain. The stories that I've brought you and Regan have brought you and Tom have brought you on the program, and Tim has mentioned, I think, a couple of times, that they are ready to capitulate. They understand the world is at the brink of war and must be deterred for the sake of their own families. Every one of those stories is gospel truth.
If I may, I wanted to ask a couple of questions. One had to do with... the Fed and I understand the Treasury. I was damaged like many others. I call it being mowed over. And I sat under three different judges about 15 different occasions during a foreclosure for 2.5 years. And finally, they, you know, they mowed me over. And I was basically put out on the street in 2 days. But be as it may, I had firsthand knowledge and watched as the system does exactly like you have talked about in so many different ways. And not understanding at first, back in 2004 or 2005, about that, I understood afterwards about the real Constitution and not the corporate Constitution and all that. But my question is this. There has been a number of companies, but there's one company called the Freedom Foundation or Freedom Club USA, which has to do with doing admiralty and administrative remedies, and supposedly they are in negotiations with the United States Treasury as we speak to bring about funding for damages rendered. And my question is, with this process that you're bringing forth, which is wonderful, it's so it's like a fresh breath of air. Is there something that's going to be able to be done for those people that lost their homes already and receive some kind of compensation, opposed to those people that are in homes that are in foreclosure that will no longer have to deal with that?
Yeah, I understand your question, and it also reflects back upon the equity of people who were previously foreclosed against current victims.
Okay.
I'm a little handicapped in being able to answer that question, and I can't even tell you why.
Okay.
But let me say this. There will be abundant wealth for everyone, and let
All
it
right.
go at that.
Okay, that's what I figured. That
but I'm not harping on that, Ray,
because
like I said, the DTC Fed Treasury axis of evil, that really is pretty much in the bag. So I'm more concerned about the personal things that I delineated to this army of people who were signing up to end the suffering now. So I appreciate the question. And good times are coming, better than people can imagine.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Thanks,
Ray. Thank
you
so much, and as you know, we're behind you 100%. And if you need my help in any way, I'm there.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. By the way, the guys in North Carolina in general did just a fantastic job. They went beyond the call of duty. I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but it was just a fantastic job. Thank you, Ray. Nathan in Pennsylvania. Time's a little short here. We may hear music in a moment. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Good. It's nice to be on the call tonight. How's everybody?
Very good, Nathan. Thank you very much, and I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing just fine, you know. I just got to listen to you and some of the inspirations that people were giving. I'd like to give some inspirations as well.
Please.
You know, the power of God always works through love. So it's very important for all of us that are participating in order for this to work exactly the way it's supposed to work, that we need to be fully persuaded in our hearts.
Pause right there, Nathan. Unfortunately, we're going to break, but I'm glad you're probably the last caller because you have the most important message of all. So stick with us, folks. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, folks. An interesting topic was brought up. We are in the final segment. Time is short, but I'm glad it's been brought up because when we focus on all of the other issues, and Lord knows there are many, many issues that we need to address to be able to fulfill our promises and secure a peaceful future for our children and the posterity, we sometimes lose sight of grounding ourselves and balancing and grace. And so I'm reminded of the quote, two quotes come to mind actually, whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. And I think that was from the first book of John. And then my favorite, which is, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The Restore America plan is about loving through actions and truth. Nathan, I give the floor over to you until the music comes on to end the program.
Well, thank you much, Sam. I really appreciate you all and what we have heard.
No, I appreciate you bringing up the most important of topics.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say, Sam, is, you know, there's a lot of different people that we meet, you know, as we travel across the land and get people's signatures on the paper. And we don't always agree 100% on everything, but if we can only decide to put 100% of that what we agree upon and the 1% that we agree upon, you know, we'll make it succeed more than enough. And there's seven things that, or seven dimensions of awareness that almost every human being has. And I'd like to go through those, if I could. The first dimension or virtue of almost every human being is the awareness that there is but one God and one power. That's unity. This is a virtue that we must have if we want to be successful. Is that
2 minutes
or that awareness?
Two minutes till the program ends. So,
you know. The second one is love. That is the greatest defense we have in life. Loving our enemies. That can turn a situation around like magic, for lack of a better word. And the third virtue that we need to have is the respect for life. I don't care if we're an officer, if we're a policeman, if we're a young child, a grandma, we need to respect life as love in action. And the fourth dimension, or the fourth virtue, is the respect for God, respect for ourselves, respect for our brothers, and for all of life. Respect is a point of honor. And the fifth dimension is honesty. You know, we need to be honest in everything with the truth. And the sixth virtue is justice. And I think this is probably one of the most lacking right now, as people have, they look to structure for the power. And, you know, God is the power and the love. And justice is the foundation of all civilization. And when justice fails, the civilization crumbles all the time. And the sixth virtue is kindness. Kindness is the right use of our will, and it is the oil that makes life work. For whatever that's worth, I just felt inspired to share that with everybody. Now, this we can all agree on.
Well, first of all, it was perfect timing, and it was a wonderful message, and I wish we had more time because I'd love you to expand upon it. Nothing you say would be a waste of a moment of this program. And Nathan, I very much appreciate you having honored us with those 2 or 3 minutes of sheer wisdom. Folks, please, if you would, remember to pass along the message by emails. End the Suffering Now is the message in the subject line, and they should send it to endthesuffering2010@gmail.com. Thank each and every one of you. All I can do is assure you that I'm going to do my level best with this army of written suffering in my pocket to make sure that all of our promises come true. See you next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night and God bless.
Introducing the new